This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley and I are talking about the road to strange and some of the case histories, but also how to possibly recognize when someone tries to fake it. An example, one hallmark of a liar may be someone who tries to be too specific.
Too specific and too dramatic, perhaps because they've watched a lot of paranormal reality shows and films, which exaggerate things. All of those reality shows, even the ones that are quote-unquote based on true stories, they have to exaggerate some things, even make them up, in order to make the stories entertaining and interesting. I just saw one recently where I'm not going to name the show or the story, but this really jumped out at me, and it was a couple who had purchased a house, and it turned out to be very badly haunted. There'd been a murder that had taken place in the house. So the show shows them one night, the two of them, being levitated together up off the bed. That is highly, highly unlikely and unusual. And when you listen to their description, neither one of them says they were levitated off the bed. They said they both had an experience in their bedroom where they saw a black mass and experienced the same thing, but they never ever said they were levitated. And so, you know, this is how the program makes it more interesting to the viewer. Well, somebody who's trying to hoax a story usually doesn't know a lot about real paranormal experiences, and so they incorporate a lot of these over-exaggerated characteristics into their story. That can be a giveaway. It's an inexact art trying to size up witnesses. Many times the witnesses, they are very reluctant to tell their stories because they're afraid of being ridiculed. People who come forward too easily with hugely dramatic stories, you'd want to look at them a little more carefully.
Again, I used to know somebody, and I won't mention that person's name now because most people will not have heard it, but he did the same thing. He was trying to get us involved in a scheme. And in retrospect, I realized one of the telltale pieces of evidence of deception was that everything he would tell us had such exquisite detail, like he was trying to read it from a novel. And, of course, we don't do things that way. Interesting to know.
Most encounters with spirits and beings, most of them, they happen very quickly. And so your recall of that is going to have a lot of holes in it. You might remember certain things about an appearance, but not everything. And so when appearances get really sketched in and there might be extended conversation. Now, people do have telepathic conversation with beings, and we've got some stories in the next book, the Alien book, about that. They fall into the category of repetitive and extended abductions, and I think that's a little different than the one-offs. It's hard to gauge sometimes, and you know, nobody wants to be taken in somebody who's made something up. The more Hollywood it is, the more careful you have to be. Now, the stories that Michael collected were people he met on his travels, and you know, he asked them to share anything unusual that had happened to them. We've also solicited stories. We put out, for example, solicitations in social media. If you had an unusual paranormal experience, we'd like to hear about it. And the people who are motivated to respond usually are genuine. they kind of want, sometimes they want to get something off their chest. And they think you're a sympathetic ear and you're not going to laugh at them. And so, so they will tell you.
They find you as the victim. I guess also people might look at you as a possible mark because you're active in the field. Maybe we can fool her because they don't believe it themselves.
Well, this is a hazard for, I think, all researchers and investigators like myself in the field. The more well-known you are, the more people might want to try and trip you up. Or quote-unquote sell you, convince you of something that, you know, has no basis in fact or has been heavily embroidered. I've had cases that I have received that I just had the, you know, intuitive feeling right off the bat that something was off about it, something was not right. Sometimes that emerges in follow-up questioning and interviewing because it's very hard for phony stories to hold together. They fall apart somewhere. And if you dig deep enough, they will start falling apart.
Well, one way, you know, let me ask you a quick question here, if it's something you can bring up readily. What was possibly the craziest hoax ever anyone ever tried to perpetrate on you?
Well, I can't say that I've had anything drama-worthy, headline-worthy. I've certainly had people send me a lot of EVPs over the years that were obviously faked. I don't think you need to be a rocket scientist to figure out a lot of them, that the voices are too clear. They have too much vocal cord intonation to them, and the EVPs say too much. That's probably one of the worst. Photographs, I'm being sent photographs all the time. Sometimes it's a case of people, you know, they really think they've got something, and then they're disappointed when I say, well, I don't think so. I think here's the natural explanation for that. But photographs are probably the biggest hazard today because it's so easy to do things with Photoshop. And a skilled person can hide a lot of tracks in Photoshop. But there are still giveaways, things like hooded entities marching out of doorways that are too well defined. Most people don't realize that ghosts and spirits don't really show hands and feet. So if you get an apparitional photo that shows legs and shoes and things like that, it's probably fake. I would say those are the most common things I've gotten. So I don't think anybody's tried to set me up with a doozy, at least not yet, knock on wood.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. I used to know somebody a long time ago who perpetrated hoaxes, but not very well, I don't think. That was Jim Moseley. Remember him?
Oh, I do, yes.
And he and his pal, Gray Barker, would do some really, really, really strange stuff. And, you know, was sending letters out, was faking photos. They had something called the Lost Creek photo. And it was such a stupid photo, I think they just took some kind of wire and held a model in front of an old-fashioned film camera to create a photo of a UFO. And for years after that, Gray Barker would go out and lecture about it. Jim Moseley would lecture on it. And finally, you know, he confessed that it was just sheer fakery. But till then, you know, you wonder, did this have any value? And he once said to me the reason that they do this, other than just to get their jollies off or something, or because they were drunk and had no real control over what they were doing, it was mostly about keeping the UFO field active at times when there weren't many sightings. Well, if we don't have a lot of sightings, let's create one. Our guest is Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Michael Bryan joining us soon because you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're joined now by Rosemary Ellen Guiley's compatriot on the road to strange travel tales of the paranormal and beyond, Michael Bryan. Michael, welcome to the Paracast.
Thank you.
Can you tell our listeners briefly about your background and what led you to do this?
Okay. I carved an interesting new niche in psychology. I was a traditional graduate student on my way to becoming a clinical psychologist, and I decided, no, I don't want to do that. I had been bitten by the travel bug, and I decided I wanted to make travel a major part of my life. So I focused in psychology on the whole idea of what travel is all about and what kind of effects it has on people, how we affect other people in our travels, how they affect us. And I actually carved that niche into a PhD at the University of Hawaii.
Okay. Are you the only one who ever got that degree?
It was basically a social psychology degree, but I focused in on all sorts of subjects that had to do with travel, like intercultural communication, nonverbal behavior, human spatial behavior. I began to study all sorts of things that take place when you travel and differences between your culture and other cultures. So I just made that as an area of specialization. Then I went on over many years of teaching graduate and undergraduate courses, mainly in psychology and business. I went on to interviewing nearly 2,000 people, collecting travel stories from anyone and just about anyone I could find in my travels and back home, and I collected thousands of stories. And that's how Rosemary and I began to talk about doing a book series on some of these stories of things such as the paranormal.
So according to all these stories you got, some were just very conventional, and some where they encountered weird stuff. Now, before
Absolutely.
You got involved in this, did you have any particular opinion about this, or was this something, gosh, that is weird?
Well, that's a really good question, because I had, I'm going to say about maybe 5% of all the various stories that people told me about their travels, I began to notice that they dealt with some of the paranormal sorts of subjects. And rightly so, because strange things happen to people when they travel, because they're more open to it. And so it's not strange at all, to coin a term here. It's not unusual at all that people would share some of their paranormal kinds of experiences as interesting things that happen to them when they travel.
So basically, because you're relaxed, you don't have the pressures of work, one hopes. You don't have your iPhone or your Samsung constantly ringing in your ear. You are sensitive to stuff like this.
I think that travel tends to open you up. You begin to experiment more, take more opportunities to do new things. The pace is a lot faster. And suddenly, then new experiences can include those that are pretty strange.
Now, when did you decide with Rosemary to put some of the more interesting cases into book form?
Well, I've known Rosemary into the last century. I don't want to make it sound like we're antiquated at all, but...
Well, you see, I'm antiquated, so I understand that. I resemble that remark.
Thank you. I got to know Rosemary through my other interest in ufology. I was highly involved with that, going to many, many conferences. So Rosemary and I crossed paths many times. And, of course, in conversations, you begin to learn things about one another, about their interests. And we saw we had a common interest in some of these strange subjects, including the paranormal and ufology. I'd like to let Rosemary tell this, but it was kind of a synchronicity how we crossed paths again after not having seen each other for a period of time. And then we started talking about our life's experiences and the kinds of travel tales that I'd been interviewing people with regularly. Suddenly, the idea of a book series evolved.
It was actually a travel synchronicity, and that's one of the things that we do discuss in The Road to Strange, how weird synchronicities happen to people. And as I mentioned in the first hour, Gene, I travel out to the Seattle area every summer to spend time with my family, and I put up a post on social media about being out there, and Michael saw it and said, guess what? I live in Bainbridge Island now. And if he hadn't seen my post, you know, because you don't see everybody's posts, these are all algorithms, but we were meant to reconnect. We got together for lunch, and the series was born. We have a number of books planned for this under various themes.
Of course, you were mentioning working on a UFO-oriented book. I'm going to ask you, Michael, before we go on now, Rosemary and I spent a little time earlier in the show about all this new publicity about UFOs, about a secret government project that somehow was instigated by former Senator Harry Reid. What's your perception of the current state of UFO research?
Well, I find it very, very, very interesting. Suddenly, and we've heard this from time to time over the years, oh, there's going to be some disclosure, or there's going to be major disclosure. And we always go, ho-hum, sure, okay, tell me what's going to happen next about all this. But this is a little different. This is very unusual. Suddenly on the scene, we're hearing revelations from pilots. We're hearing from this man who says that he had headed this Pentagon UFO research story. But my feeling is, well, we've been hearing incredible cases by pilots, military and civilian, for years and years. Rosemary could attest to this as well. We have thousands, maybe tens of thousands of cases and stories of ufology. So when I hear Neil deGrasse Tyson talking on TV and kind of guffawing and poo-pooing this whole thing, I feel as if, and I've read 100 books on the subject, and I'm sure Rosemary has as well. And I don't know how many books Neil deGrasse Tyson read. If one, I'd be surprised. But it's no surprise to us who have been involved with studying this field about the reality of it and the strangeness of it. And so, okay, so now we hear a little revelation that people are now beginning to talk about this in higher circles. Well, I think it goes way deeper than that. I think we'll find out that there's been interest in our government, by our government, many other governments all along, and it goes much deeper and it's much more involved than this simple revelation that just took place. That's in my humble opinion.
The only question I have, and we'll get into more of it in the next segment before we go on with the book, is that if we have this new interest, what's been going on for the past 70 years, and doesn't that also put the lie to the possibility that we really captured anything strange or unknown in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947? Because if we did, why would we need this new study? I'm Gene Steinberg. We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and we have Michael Bryan. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious best meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Thanks to Rosemary Ellen Guiley and Michael Bryan. The book is The Road to Strange Travel, Tales of the Paranormal and Beyond. And we're taking a bit of a detour into UFOs again with Michael Bryan, who just joined us on the episode. So, Michael, if we're going to have this investigation now, what are UFOs? If we capture the spaceship in 1947, wouldn't we have known already?
Well, that's a good point. But does that mean that it's necessarily revealed at this time? Of what the past history is with the subject? Is the public ready for full disclosure of all that this entails? I have to feel that much more is known about this in higher circles than the little bit of tidbits that we happen to be privy to currently.
So therefore, this is just public relations or something, this news of a recent investigation?
I'm not saying that. I think in a way it's a feeler, and it's just interesting to me that the little bit that has come out, how seriously and, shall we say, honestly the media has picked up on this and seems to be open to it rather than poo-pooing the whole subject. You see a little bit more feeling and thought that, well, gee, maybe there is something to this, so let's pay more attention.
Well, the thing I see is it's just treated as another story. And very few of the cable TV talking heads I've heard do anything more and say, this is a fascinating segment. Let's see what's going on. Not well, more than that. I mean, they're so overwhelmed with the news of the day and a certain person putting out his latest tweet that they don't focus on this heavily. But all the major cable networks, doesn't matter what your point of view is, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, they've all had segments about this.
I think it's a case of toe dipping. Maybe they are cautious and want to gauge the reaction from all around of how these news stories are being received. I wouldn't expect them, after years of totally disregarding and avoiding the subject, to suddenly now jump in head first. I'd say they're just dipping their toes for now.
We're going to have to see what happens. Chris and I will be talking about this, and certainly you two, as you come on future episodes, we can pursue it further. Let's get back to that book. I wanted to ask you about a few tales, perhaps you can tell us, just some case histories to get a sense of what The Road to Strange is all about. And the very first item under Ghosts and Hauntings is The Blood-Soaked Man. And that sounds almost like the TV show Criminal Minds on the basis of the title. What happened here, Michael?
The Blood-Soaked Man was a very interesting story of a woman residing in Paris in her travels and just taking a casual walk along a boulevard in Paris that no doubt had some connection, history in the past of violent, significant events that took place. And here she was suddenly confronted with what appeared to be a man just totally soaked in blood from perhaps some very horrible situation that he was in. And what was strange was nobody else seemed to pay attention or even notice it. And it's one of these situations where on a normally crowded street or boulevard anywhere in the world, there would be lots of people. But she strangely didn't really notice very many, if anybody else. She may have been the only one to perceive this. And this is what's interesting. No matter what the paranormal experience may be, it's not always the case that more than one person is a witness to the same event. Sometimes there are multiple witnesses, but sometimes in an odd, strange way, it's in a kind of another world, kind of an existence where somebody has a strange paranormal sort of experience and may not be quite able to share it with anybody else. So it seems in this case, she was a witness to something that involved maybe history repeating itself. And again, this apparition appeared. No one else seemed to be noticing it. Her dog, I don't think, seemed to be noticing it. And then the blood-soaked man simply disappeared into a courtyard, not to be seen again, but maybe by somebody else at another time.
Rosemary, this is an important point. How often do we find something like this happening, where one or a few people see something, but others do not? Does this require a special sensitivity? What's your perception? Speaking of sensitivities.
Yes, it is quite common for there to be like one eyewitness to something and others around them do not notice. It's almost like suddenly they're encased in some special bubble of time and space. I think a lot of it has to do with sensitivity. We all have a different antenna, so to speak. Actually, a better way of looking at it would be like a radio tuner to the unseen, because it's vibrating at different frequencies from consensual reality. There are people who have such a good radio tuner to these frequencies that they're constantly having unusual experiences wherever they go. And for other people, it's often a matter of the perfect storm of circumstances. They're in the right place at the right time, in the right state of consciousness. And so here's this woman walking her dog down the street. She's in a very distracted state of mind. And that's when many people have their extraordinary experiences. They're not thinking about anything in particular. They're not unhappy. They're usually happy or at least distracted. Suddenly, their radio tuner goes to a bandwidth where this experience is happening. And the blood-soaked man was probably what we would call a residual ghost. He may have been, for example, a victim of, his clothing was fairly contemporary. That is, it wasn't period like the 1700s or 1800s. So perhaps he had been mortally wounded in one of the world wars. And so here he is, maybe he was trying to get back home, but he's staggering down the street, which had been there for a very long time, and bleeding profusely, but not leaving bloody footprints or any blood on the sidewalk. He disappears into this courtyard, which maybe that had been where he lived, or maybe he was seeking refuge. And so this is like a track that plays over and over again. And someone else walking down that street at the right time in the right state of mind might see him as well. But he does this all the time, this residual apparition, and most of the time nobody has the right sensitivity to tune in.
So that implies that this is a sensitivity maybe you can develop, or you either have it or you don't.
We all have natural psychic intuitive ability to some degree, and all of us can develop it more than what we've got. Some of us are going to be super in that regard, you know, natural mediums, very good psychics from the get-go, dramatic experiences in childhood and so on. And other people can develop it. You definitely can. Paranormal investigation in and of itself will usually develop psychic ability because you're constantly in environments where you're training yourself to experience the unseen. For a lot of people, these experiences, if they have no marked psychic ability, they're like one-offs. They might have one or several over the course of time. They become just one of those things, one of those oddities.
We've got much more to come with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Michael Bryan. The book is The Road to Strange Travel Tales of the Paranormal and Beyond. Next week, we're going to hear from Lauren Coleman about his new book, Mothman Evil Incarnate. How about that? That's next week. I'm Gene. We have Michael and Rosemary. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Rosemary tells me she's wanted to do that for about 5 years now. I'm embarrassing.
Finally got to do it.
We could give Michael his chance next. The book is The Road to Strange.
Oh, no, I'm scared. Okay.
Oh, listen. Listen, we've gotten some pretty unusual people to do this, and their reality changes completely. Now, when you talk about this, the ability of some people to see a psychic occurrence or a UFO, whatever, and some are sensitive, some are not, you almost feel as if it's kind of like broadcasting, where there are thousands of channels of data coming out there. And if you have the antenna and you have a TV tuner and you pick up channel 7, or you get your 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi, all the waves are out there. You only have to have the mechanism by which to tune it in. But that also raises a question here. Number one, it's the human possibly being sensitive to channel 17 or whatever it is. Can you have a machine, maybe? Anyone thought of that? A machine that could just tune you into different realities?
Well, certainly in the paranormal gene, we've had intense efforts in the past couple of decades to perfect machines that will do these sorts of things or augment human ability in some way. And the research for that goes back much longer, even to the advent of the machine age and the telegraph, the telephone, the phonograph, well over a century. In the modern era of ghost hunting, there's been a concerted effort to do these, and various devices that will pick up either visual or audio or some sort of sensory information, and it's a very uneven playing field. For one thing, these devices are not calibrated against anything. What are you going to calibrate against when you're dealing with the unseen? Do we know, for example, that if you have a radio and you put it on a certain frequency level or between stations, are you going to be able to tune into something? Well, there are many radio-based devices. They're called radio sweep, where they sweep the AM or FM band and create kind of a jumbled noise that's very similar to white noise. But there have also been a lot of experiments done at certain hertz frequencies. Not surprisingly, because of the subjective nature, and the wild card here is human consciousness, and the subjective nature of experience, what works for one person will often not work for another person. And so, of course, what does science do with this? They can't do anything with it except discard it. And that's one of the problems in the field. The consciousness, the factor of human consciousness, seems to have a great deal of influence on A, whether we have the experience, and B, how we have the experience.
Well, certainly the biggest thing in science is we have to repeat what's going on, repeatability.
That's right.
But if you have random occurrences, unpredictable occurrences, you can't repeat them. And that's probably one reason why serious scientists, quote unquote, will not often embrace subjects like this. It's because it's so random. We don't know what's happening. We go to a subject who saw a UFO, someone else saw Bigfoot or a ghost. Well, how do you reproduce that? It's just an anecdote unless there's the hope of physical evidence.
That's right. You cannot replicate it. And even if you took a radio suite device for EVP into the same environment repeatedly and ran that device, you would not get the same results in any two occasions. It does make serious research from a scientific perspective very problematic. And researchers have found also that if they have and this is where it gets way too far out for science. If they have a personal relationship with their devices, that is, if they handle them, if they put their energy into them, there is a there's some sort of energy bond that happens between equipment and the operator that augments results as well.
In other words, love your technology.
Love your technology, absolutely. And it's also not a very democratic playing field in terms of the kinds of things you tune into. A person whose antenna is tuned to ghosts may not have any UFO or ET experiences and vice versa. And so why not? Are they at completely different ends of some sort of energy spectrum? Is it somebody's personal orientation? People who seem to have really marked abilities, that is, their boundary between the physical world and the unknown or the paraphysical is extremely thin, they tend to have more across-the-board sorts of experiences. But when I interview experiencers, I find that they tend to cluster in some area, some part of the spectrum of the extraordinary. It's not uniformly across the board. And even though we can't replicate things, there are patterns that can be ascertained. There are certainly patterns and consistencies from people's eyewitness accounts. There are patterns and consistencies in people's personal histories as well, in terms of when they started experiencing the paraphysical and in what way. And does it run in families? Yes, it does.
You see, this is one of the arguments I have with people like MUFON, where they treat UFOs as an external event. Well, you just saw an auto accident. You just saw that plane. It's external to you. It's not part of you. And you're not a participant in the event unless you're somehow involved, like in the accident. And I think that basically drops a heavy portion of the available data.
Well, I would agree with that. And, Michael, I don't know how you ran into that with MUFON because, you know, you spent so much time with them. But I found MUFON's attitudes just very frustrating.
Well, I have basically been a loner, even though I participated with MUFON and APRO at one point. But
APRO,
I was
that's just, ancient history, APRO.
Yes, I know. I got involved with that a little bit, and then I gravitated towards MUFON more because it seemed to be expanding and moving in a lot of different areas and directions and building up people who are involved in it all. But I wanted to add two things to the conversation from a little bit before, and that is imagine that there are super scientists out there that are very concerned with artificial intelligence. Can you imagine what the situation could be like when the machines begin to discover how to read minds, say human minds, and we as humans have not quite gotten there yet? That's a little bit of a scary thought. But let me also just go back to my experience as a graduate student in psychology. noticing that if people began to deal with things they didn't understand, they tended to shove it under the carpet and not deal with it at all. And I felt that social science, and probably the same is true with some of the physical scientists and sciences, that what people don't understand and can't deal with in an empirical way because we don't have tools yet in order to maybe deal with it adequately, the easiest thing to do is to deny it. And so I got very disgruntled when I discovered that scientists, quote unquote, were very often the people who were as closed-minded as skeptics and debunkers who just refused to look at data that they just don't understand how quite to measure it yet.
Well, that certainly creates other problems. Let's look at some more case histories as we continue with this episode. And we have about 5 segments left. We're just about to wrap up. But having gone from ghosts, that one ghost episode, I wanted to look into mysteries and time slips, because then we get into the interdimensional stuff. So you've got an article or a piece here called Lost in Space and Time. And we've got maybe about 50 seconds left for the segment before we have to split for another one. Maybe you can start, Michael, talking about it, and then we'll pick up on the next piece.
Yeah, because that was a story that was contributed by Rosemary, and she has more familiarity with that story. But basically, really quickly, it seems to be a story of a person in his own space-time continuum was trying to get to some place to be involved in a political meeting just prior to the elections. And he wound up instead in an area of the country that was paranormal. And I'd like to let Rosemary talk about that. That has more to do with the Mothman case in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. And I was mentioning before, Lauren Coleman's going to be here next week to talk about Mothman. So this is a good segue. So we'll talk to Rosemary in our next segment about Lost in Space and Time. I'm Gene Steinberg. She's Rosemary Ellen Guiley. We also have Michael Bryan. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.